This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Center. Harris is watching. You gotta be kidding me. Lindor dumps it into the pen and the Mets are back on top. Francisco Lindor's 33rd of Pierce Johnson and the Mets have an answer.
So there was a doubleheader yesterday. Whichever team between the Mets and the Braves won game one of the doubleheader, they would clinch a playoff spot, and then if the other team would win the second game, they would clinch a playoff spot and keep the Diamondbacks out of the playoffs. Well, that's exactly what happened. The Mets, in an all-time classic regular season game, they win game one, back-and-forth affair. You see those win probability lines on the graph?
Yep.
And it looks like probably what my EKG looked like during the Pitt West Virginia Backyard Brawl game this year. They win the game in comeback dramatic fashion, so they make the playoffs. Braves win game two, they make the playoffs. The Diamondbacks sitting at home. Couple things here, and it all relates to the Pirates, but Andrew Filippone, a Mets fan, wearing his Mets sweatshirt yesterday, when the Mets won game one, clinched a playoff berth, he started shaking his arms up in the air like grandma hit bingo.
Yeah, like lunch lady arms.
Yeah! And it's the way the sweatshirt looks, and it says sweatshirt's flapping. It looked like he had the bingo arms going.
I was howling. I was like, what is that celebration?
I've watched that way too many times. Pony just going,
yeah. He does it twice. He does like a, and he goes again. Muller's just like looking at him like, goodness gracious.
So congratulations to Pony. His Mets are going to the playoffs.
And Finley.
And Greg Finley.
Yes.
Who works at the AM, whose Mets are going to the playoffs, and he sweats through every single one of those Mets games, does Finley, and I don't know how much Pony gets to watch, but of course you're going to root for the team you grew up rooting for. Anytime something good happens to a Major League Baseball team, it hurts me. It hurts me. Anytime I see fans celebrating their baseball team, part of me dies inside, Doran. Seriously, it's just it's this weird feeling. I'm watching that game yesterday, and it was super entertaining and incredibly dramatic, and I'm going to watch the playoffs. I always do. Part of me was real sad. The Pirates have the longest playoff drought in the National League at 10 consecutive years. They haven't made it since 2015. They really haven't been close since 2015. And they've had a winning season in there. You had that month and a half where Josh Bell was hitting the ball like Willie Stargell. You had Skeens this year. You had the 20-8 start last year. But these are fleeting moments, few and far between. When the Tigers made the playoffs the other day, that hurt me. The Royals were an 100-loss team last year. They're taking on the Orioles. The Orioles, who have been a perennial doormat like the Pirates, though they've had some success. That hurts me. And here the Pirates are. Last season at 76 wins, you spend $35 million, that's it, during the offseason. You come out this year, 76 wins. What's your solution? Now, after you've stagnated, let's fire the hitting coach, let's fire the bullpen coach. To me, it's not enough, man. And I look at the Pirates in the statistics of what they were able to do, hitting the baseball. Fourth most strikeouts in all of Major League Baseball. Second most strikeouts in the National League. You scroll all the way down to 24th for runs scored. It's just not good enough. When you think about batting average, you don't think Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pittsburgh Pirates, 23rd in the league. Batting average, one more number while we're on it. Slugging percentage, 27th in Major League Baseball. So you strike out a ton. If you hit home runs and you slug the ball, that's fine. They don't. They don't put the ball in play. And it can't just be the hitting coach. He needed to go. He had the same problems in Milwaukee. Too many caught-looking strike threes. But if Derek Shelton's the manager next year, I don't know why we would expect the team to hit more home runs. I don't know why we would expect young players to grow and develop. And that, to me, is the biggest issue. Henry Davis was supposed to be a guy, not a guy. Jack Sawinski had 26 homers last year. He was almost an all-star. I thought he could hit 30 this year. He spent the entire season in the minors. That can't just be all... I spilled water everywhere. That can't just all be on Andy Haynes.
It's not. And I think you're absolutely right. Like, how can you look yourself in the mirror and think that this is going to be any better next year?
Right.
If the actual regime, which is the manager, is still in place. Like, it's going to be the same thing. And then you're wasting years of a you know, just a ridiculous talent of Paul Skenes and a ridiculous talent of Jared Jones and a guy that's a staple and could be a staple between those guys or at the back end of those guys and Mitch Keller. You know, in the regression of young players, as he just said, Henry Davis, the regression of Jack Sawinski, the regression of, you know, just, you know, really everybody. And Ke'Bryan Hayes. I don't know how you can think that it's going to be any better. You thought it was going to be better this year and it wasn't.
That's right.
And how can you think it's going to be better next year?
I'm with you. And we thought that they might have this core of position players that you can build around. You've got, at this point, I think two guys you can count on. I think O'Neill Cruz had a good season. He played 9 games last year. He goes 20-20. That's a good season. I'm expecting him to get better.
He got moved, though.
And he got moved to center field.
They moved his position.
Couldn't figure it out at shortstop. Was throwing the ball away.
Yeah, he did
not
good at the
squeezing
plate.
It.
Yeah.
You're right. You went into the season thinking you got your shortstop of the future, and now you find out he's your center fielder of the future. You're right about that. Now you're talking about maybe moving Brian Reynolds to first base. So we'll see how that all goes. I thought Sawinski would be a guy who could be a mainstay here. Not like the cornerstone of your franchise, but if he's hitting fifth or sixth in your lineup, 26 homers last year, if he could do something similar this year, that's a big deal. Didn't happen.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They still don't have a first baseman. You point that, I would think, to Ben Cherington, unable to figure that out. In 2019, Ben Cherington took over. They had Starling Marte. They had Brian Reynolds. They had 26-year-old Josh Bell, who hit 37 homers the year before. That's three players to build around. Now we're 5 years removed from that. And you've got Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz. They had three guys. You've got two. Nobody believes in Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Mm-mm.
You know, most of that, if not all of that, is injury. Maybe it's not. I mean, they haven't been able to figure it out. That's the thing. I don't really care why. Haven't been able to figure him out. That guy can't hit.
Mm-mm.
Can't hit. Jared Triolo, last season, hits 300. This year, he's one of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball. When Ben Cherington took over, you had three legitimate players that you figured you could build around, or you could use as trade chips to bring in talent. Marte gets traded. Bell gets traded. Where are you reaping the returns on any of that kind of stuff? You're not. You're in just as bad of a spot from a hitting standpoint as you were when Ben Cherington took over. But by all means, just fire the hitting coach.
Right.
Just fire the bullpen coach.
That makes sense.
It's not good enough.
Mm-mm.
76 wins in two consecutive seasons. Every time Paul Skenes took the mound, the Pirates, a team that finished with a losing record, was a betting favorite pretty much because you should win when that guy takes the mound. And what did he finish? 11-3 with an ERA under 2, and you win as many games? If that's the only upgrade you make from 1 year to the next. Adding the best pitcher in baseball, you should win more games than you did the year before. That they didn't. It's not just the hitting coach. It's not. And I'm not saying they did the wrong thing. They did part of the right thing. He needed to go. He probably needed to go midway through the year. We talked about it. But that can't be it. That can't be it. IKF joins the team, significantly worse hitter whenever he was a Pirate than before he was a Pirate.
Yep.
Brian De La Cruz hit 19 homers, comes to Pittsburgh, hits three. One like a month plus, his first one like a month plus after he got brought in. The other two, I think the Pirates were trailing by a few runs in each of those games. Like, he hit three meaningless home runs for the Pirates. He was a good player, or at least a good power hitter, before he got over here, and then turned into Key Brian Hayes once he got here.
I'll tell you what, they should be thanking their lucky stars that they lucked into Joey Bart.
Man.
They lucked into that. And that was a case where you had injuries at that position, but you also had a player that you couldn't develop at that position that was a 1-1 guy, so you make a trade and you acquire a guy that's a 1-2 guy, but he wasn't supposed to be, you know, your mainstay at catcher.
No.
And he ends up literally, like, think about if Joey Bart wasn't here this year, how many games would they have won?
Oh, my God.
Like, he won them a bunch of games.
He was really good for them. And you can point to Reynolds, Cruz, McCutchen, and Bart were your good hitters. And Bart had a 7.99 OPS, a .462 slugging percentage. That's a really good year for a catcher. A really good year for a catcher. That's four guys. Four guys that I think had good offensive seasons. Like, even Nick Gonzalez, who you missed because you didn't have anything, hit .270 with a 7.09 OPS. Like, they couldn't hit. And if they're going to get to a place where you're contending for playoffs, you know they're not going to spend the money. So you got to spend the money on the right guys, and then you've got to develop your young talent. The Henry Davises of the world, the Jack Sawinskis of the world, the Nick Gonzalez's of the world. And I just don't think Derek Shelton's the man for that task.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.